Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
Jeff.
And I'm Lisa.
Ha ha! You're not Dave, which makes it better.
Yeah, well, we're kind of attached, so I'm sorry.
Not as sorry as we are for you.
Yeah, great. That's wonderful. True. You don't need to apologize for anything except for your romantic choices.
I am sorry. I apologize.
That
my
was really
bad.
Sincere.
It was, right? Yeah. I've been practicing that the whole car right here.
Just
the whole car.
Looking at yourself in the mirror. Sincerity.
Yes, while I was driving, I was looking in the mirror because, you know, a good thing.
She was just going back to the time that he met her family for the first time.
Oh, Lord.
When he left, and she's like, guys, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. And you guys, I apologize.
Yes, I know
crazy.
He told the banana story, even though we asked him not to.
I can't. I can't with the fucking fruit stories. Because you guys hear it like once, maybe twice. I shit you not, I hear it 5 times, 6 times. He doesn't stop.
Yeah, but then we record it and I have to like listen to it again.
And again.
It's awful.
I'm sorry. I have tried to stop him. I really have. It doesn't work very well, but you know, I can only shut him up for 13 seconds.
Premature ejaculation. Actually, that's not fair. It's like my nan always said, it's not premature if you're ready for it. So, good
that
work,
is
Dave.
True. That is true.
Dave is here.
Oh, yeah. We're just talking to Lisa instead because I bet she's going to be more interesting and we can ask her a whole bunch of questions.
That is true.
Because God knows we have some.
Yeah.
Open book.
But before we get to those questions.
Yeah.
Can take a couple seconds.
I would imagine we would.
Let's do it.
Lisa's now died on the couch, giggling to herself like I imagine she did the first time Dave showed her his dick.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to be. I thought you were looking for a way to be a little subtle about that. Not at all, huh?
Dude, I'm not in a mood for subtlety.
Tonight. I gotcha.
It's just going to be a sledgehammer right to the face.
That was about as blunt as you can get, buddy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you think I giggled, but I really got up, walked to the bathroom, and slowly and softly cried to myself while rocking back and forth.
Ah, so the Dave post-ejaculate. Got
yeah,
it. Yeah,
much.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
One of my friends said that he bets Dave has a hammer. I said...
I'll take that.
Yeah, you put money on that? Yeah.
I'll give you real...
This
I love you. I still
think this is already the best episode we've ever done.
Dave. Confirmed. I was the only one sticking up for you, man. Sorry.
You didn't pay me enough. Sorry.
So, Dave, I mean, can we get a... How are we doing today? Up until a few minutes ago, probably all right.
Yeah, I was doing perfectly fine. Yeah, I built up the courage to bring her on here, thinking, you know what, she'd stick up for me maybe, for at least, like, maybe like the first 30 seconds of
why
this episode.
Dave, you can barely stick up for her for 30 seconds if you know what I'm talking about.
I know, I figured.
But I'm bummed.
Yeah, why would you think that?
I don't know. I really don't. But I was wrong. What else is new? I was wrong.
Dave, I consider you to be one of my best friends, and I spend 45 minutes a week just bashing you for the entire internet to hear.
It's true. The entirety of the internet.
Yeah. All
12 of us.
9 million.
Who treats you the worst out of the three people here right now?
I'd say you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'd say you,
just
Jeff.
Just want to make sure.
Challenge accepted.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Definitely. Lisa treats me the best.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously.
I don't know, man.
She cut you
pretty deep a few seconds ago. She did tell everyone that your dick is remarkably small.
She did. She did tell the internet that. It's okay, though.
But here's the thing. She'll still touch it.
It's true.
So it doesn't matter.
It's true.
It's, you know what? That is a good point.
Yeah, she can say whatever she wants
about
it.
That is a good point.
As long as, you know, situations don't change.
Yeah, but the thing is, when she smartens up and he's single again... He is, she's really doing some damage to post the post Lisa, Dave. You know, that's.
Listen, I'm not writing those checks because I don't want to cash them. It's fine. And you know what? A broken Dave is just like regular Dave, so it's okay. I love you, buddy.
True. This podcast will get a lot sadder in post Lisa, Dave.
No,
like real sad.
I'm not even going to give you a microphone post Lisa Dave.
Oh no, it'd be bad.
Maybe we should just finish him off and kick him off the podcast then too. Like, you're going to be too sad. We don't want you on.
I mean, I'll give you guys a heads up.
Yeah, let us know. At least a week.
Yeah, I was going to give you a month. Like, I'll hang around for a month just for you guys.
I appreciate that.
Anytime. I aim to please.
Dave's going to be like, why are they asking me all these questions about Adobe Audition? Yeah.
I'm telling you.
It's so weird that they won like a 3-hour tutorial.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not doing another Be Nice to Dave episode, no matter what.
I mean, that was pretty shitty.
Not doing it.
No, it really was. You tried very hard, and then you just, no. It wasn't funny.
Because it wasn't genuine.
Yeah. I know. It was forced and sad and unfortunate.
Dave's feeling real good about bringing you here today.
Dave's getting smoked right now. This is brutal.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just a smidge tired. Just a little
of
tired.
Dave?
Of, yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, you know, this is what he gets for dragging me here at whatever the fuck time it is right now. On a Monday.
And so far from home.
Yeah. Yeah. The fucking Gothel's toll is no joke.
It's a kidney, isn't it?
Pretty much. And like half of my big toe.
Ooh. That's gross.
It is.
Because, I mean, at least you can go and steal some kidneys from other people.
Right, right.
Yeah. But big toes, those are hard to just, you know,
but it's
organ
only
harvest.
Half. Only half of it.
Really you could nip one off pretty easily with the right pair of cutters.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... No, you know what? You're right. You're right. I'm thinking too much into
you
it.
And Ed, you would have given up your like half a big toe when you had gout.
You're right.
You almost didn't have a choice.
Foot. Yeah. Like, I mean, you just go find some, you know, gout sufferers and you have plenty of toes.
That's true. You would. It'd be great. I mean, it wouldn't really help because it's the knuckle at the end, like at the part of the foot where you'd be doing the chopping off, so you aren't even taking the part that's a problem. But, you know, whatevs.
Bacon's worth it.
How many listeners do we have in New Jersey? Any idea? At least one. Well, I don't know why Dave's raising his hand. He doesn't live in New Jersey.
he was giving you a finger. I think he was trying to indicate one, but you know he might have also been indicating for you to go molest yourself vigorously.
You can take either
one.
Way.
Either one.
Either one's fair. Good. I honestly don't know off the top of my head.
All right, I was just wondering because I really want to like insult New Jersey while somebody is here from New Jersey.
Oh, I mean, she might jump across this room and stab you, but
why do you love New Jersey?
Nah.
See,
I don't not like New Jersey.
Okay,
I don't like the stigma that comes with Jersey. It's my home, so
in fairness, I would not. When I met you, it was not like, oh, she's definitely from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah,
God,
no.
Ugh, get away from me.
Yeah no. So that's good. That's a good thing.
You really up the class level of New Jersey.
That's saying something.
Yeah, because, I mean, they have...
Is it, though?
I mean...
I don't know you as well as he does, and while I agree, I'm not thinking that's not like a really high compliment.
Yeah, no. No, not really. That's like
I mean,
saying
I wasn't
I'm
gonna,
better
I wasn't
than
mention
New
that any number
people.
Times zero is still zero, but, you know.
Wow. Whatever. Wow.
I'm blonde. You could have gotten away with it. I'm dumb. Remember?
You were
right about the 6 months. You were right about 6 months.
Don't get me started with that because then everybody, you thought that I was lying too, that I was wrong. I heard it.
Didn't I agree?
You agreed on here.
Oh, yeah. You agreed publicly, but privately we
privately,
did.
Privately, I heard
we
it.
We still
so thanks,
center the camera.
Yeah.
You going?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Listen.
Exactly.
I forgot about that second part completely.
Yeah. Good job.
That's what happens when you only listen to the published episodes, Jeff.
Yeah, I know.
You got to listen to those cutting room floor
I can't.
Scraps.
The published ones are bad enough.
Um,
I'm totally lost right now. I was gonna insult Jersey.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's, you know, everybody knows. I think everybody knows what's going on.
I mean, what are we gonna
Jersey's
bring to
got in Atlantic City, I love. Jersey's got Roy Rogers, I love.
I love too.
Medieval Times.
I love medieval times.
Hello, when are we going?
Yeah, we need to figure that out.
Like, yeah, I still have my ticket.
That ticket's burning like a right hole here. In my pocket.
I think it's right in here. Or it's right here. Something.
It's one place or the other.
I saw a Groupon for Medieval Times the other day.
Nice.
Yeah, super interesting, I know. But
good story.
It jogged my memory when I saw the coupon that...
excuse me, it's a Groupon.
Oh, you're right. It is.
Don't screw with the brand, man. Shit.
They pissed me off. They send me 400 emails a day.
Oh, I just have that shit filtered right to my trash.
To two different email addresses. It's ridiculous.
That's gross.
They're everywhere. I've never bought anything on Groupon.
Groupon Nothing? Is kind of like the herpes of email sales spam. Once you have it, it just keeps on multiplying.
That's saying a lot, because I feel like all sales spam is herpes of sales spam.
No, some of it's more like syphilis.
Where you can get rid of it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like by hitting the unsubscribe button. Groupon just finds another email address for you. It just goes right back at you.
I had a friend that had gonorrhea once.
And how did this good story. Big air quotes friend feel about it? Jefe.
It actually was a friend. It was not me. I'll tell you that.
All right.
I'm not gonna get into all of it. I don't really know.
Shouldn't get into all of gonorrhea.
Right. So here's the deal. Working at Guitar Center.
Where gonorrhea is made.
Yeah, the birthplace of gonorrhea. And there was this like real like muchacha sucia working at the door, checking people in and out. And she was the type of girl that looks like she has gonorrhea.
Was she from Jersey?
And she was not.
Oh, well, you know, I tried.
So
that was a good way to try to bring a callback into it.
She looked the part though.
Oh, well, thanks.
So this Jersey girl was working at the front door. She looked like she was riddled with it. And one of my friends slept with her, and she was riddled with it. So they ended
you
up.
You could judge that book by its cover,
yeah, exactly.
Because the last chapter was burning pee.
Yeah, exactly. It was a couple shots of penicillin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of excruciatingly painful pisses later, and it cleared up as gonorrhea does nowadays.
As it should.
Thanks to Jonas Salk.
Salute, sir.
So that was that's my gonorrhea story, guys.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
feels good. Feels good to get out in the open. Dave, what do you have to say about gonorrhea?
I was just going to say, gonorrhea is one of those things that I'm very proud to say I don't have a story for.
Thank you.
That's
if you had a story for that, we'd have a problem right now.
It does go away.
So does she after she finds out he had gonorrhea.
But that means his dick was in dirty, and I don't... That's... No. No, thank you. I don't want a dirty dick.
That's a good point.
I mean, yeah, it's an excellent... It's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, great. Yeah.
What episode is this? 39? 38?
38.
38. Episode 38, I don't want a dirty dick. Can't put that up, can we?
I could probably put an asterisk in something.
Can we subtitle it? Bananas so much.
Subtitle it the Dave Gonorrhea story.
I have no idea.
That sounds like a Lifetime movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. A really gross Lifetime movie, like Lifetime After Hours.
Who is that woman that is in every Lifetime movie ever? Meredith Baxter.
I have no idea.
Oh, I can't. That's gonna kill me. It's going to kill me if I can't think of her name. She is in a lot of those, like, and...
Why do you know that?
Oh.
Because Lifetime original movies are amazing, and you watch your mouth.
Yeah. Why don't you know that?
Yeah.
Because I'm not a pussy. I have one. I'm just not one.
Well, I think I speak for the rest of the group when I say we are. So it's okay.
Yeah. I'm not even offended by what she said, honestly.
No. Me neither. Don't care. I've been called worse today by a child.
I do not doubt that in any way.
So I feel like we need some questions answered.
We do have some questions that do need answering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
First of all, when Dave says, hey, how about we go do some bonus stuff, do you do that same, okay? Because it definitely sounded like a, I guess I'll put up with it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
That's probably what he's going to hear tonight. So.
Ooh, girl.
Wow.
Hey, wow. Look.
Dave,
it still counts as a win, man. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, he's not too worried about
it. Terrible idea bringing her on the show. This is the worst you've been treated yet, honestly.
It's very exciting.
I believe last episode, in our desperation to find a topic that wasn't the presidential election, we said that we were going to go back to making fun of me.
So
and now, really... initially, I said that didn't sound like a good idea, and then after thought, I figured I'd just steer into the curve, and, well, I just steered myself right off the cliff.
Yeah,
leaned
real heavily on it, then fell down the stairs.
You really went for it,
yeah,
man.
I did. I think I should deserve some sort of credit for
you
doing
do.
That, you know?
You do deserve the credit.
Sacrificial lamb I am.
Later.
All right, I get a cookie. That's pretty good.
The cookies are pretty great.
Depends on what kind of cookie, though.
What kind of cookies you like?
Me?
Yeah, you.
We ask the hard-hitting questions here.
This is like 60 minutes, but worse.
You're having
a lot of...
Oh, listen. Don't come on our fucking podcast and make general statements like, I like chocolate chip. Guess what? I breathe air. Big fucking deal. Which chocolate chip cookie are we talking about?
I like my chocolate chip cookies the best.
Ones that you make?
Ones that I make.
How do you make them from scratch? Are they Toll House? Are they, what's the story
here? Shit. I make them from scratch.
From scratch.
And you got to use the chunks. You can't use, well, I use a bag of the chunks, chocolate chunks, and half a bag of the little chips. So then it's just like chocolate in many different ways.
That sounds pretty impressive. Hey, can I see your hand real quick? Just hold out your hand. No, the other one? Yeah, yeah. Dave, why isn't there a ring on that? She makes cookies, bro. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah. No. It's sad.
Ed, don't lie. Those cookies would kill you.
Yeah, but what a way to go, Dave.
Yeah.
By death by lovingly made cookies, I'd take it.
I still haven't tried her cookies. I'll be honest. That's not a euphemism.
There you go.
It's not a euphemism, people.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah.
Had to.
Yeah.
So let's national brands. What's your favorite chocolate chip cookie?
Now, do you get national brands of cookies in New Jersey?
We do,
okay.
I believe.
Yeah, I don't want to know about fucking Wawa cookies. Let's go with real cookies here, sister.
She loves her some Wawa, by the way.
Yeah, Wawa is pretty good.
Wawa is pretty good.
Yeah, Wawa is pretty
good.
Yeah,
you can't really rag on Wawa.
I mean, you can. Definitely can.
You can, but
I mean, I am saying I do like it.
It's not bad. They have decent subs. What do you call them? Heroes? Hoagies?
No, subs. Hoagies is not a thing here.
Yeah.
You're all heroes in bullshit.
Subs,
right?
And, okay. Subs and heroes.
He yells at me when I call them subs.
That's... dumb.
Yeah.
Dave,
don't shake your head no. You always do.
Why would you yell at her, Dave?
Sounds I don't abusive. Yell at her.
It makes me cry.
This is a safe space. You can talk freely here.
Okay.
I can't promise he's not going to beat you when you get to his car, but...
It'd be the other way around.
Ooh. Fancy.
Wow. Getting...
I can't even say anything.
Getting murdered. It's...
Hey, we're not here to judge how Dave likes it. If he wants to get punched in the face, that's his prerogative. If he goes to Ace Hardware and buys a whole bunch of nipple clamps, and then
they sell nipple clamps at Ace Hardware?
No,
or
they just sell hardcore clamps, and if you're a grown-ass man, you can put them on your nipples.
No, thanks. No, thanks. I'll chalk this one up to being a pussy again. There's no way that I want that.
I didn't say I wanted it, but if Dave wants it, who are we to say no to Dave in that regard?
Dave, I don't know. Here's the next... Hold on, we'll come back to the hard-hitting cookie stuff, but I feel like Dave's a real vanilla kind of guy. Am I? Yes. Am I? No.
Ooh, based on that look.
Well, right now, what I did was she seemed to be having trouble knowing what a national brand cookie is. So I looked it up on Wikipedia and found her a list of national branded cookies to help her out.
Wow.
I don't like you right now.
Dave fights back.
Wow. These two are going at each other right now.
The fuck is this sunshine biscuit? And they probably will later, too.
I don't know what a sunshine biscuit is. I was confused by that. It's Wikipedia. It's confusing.
Gimme Jimmy's cookies.
Don't know that one.
Dancing Deer Baking Company. This is what he gives me.
Yeah. I'm talking about
give me this real
what
quick.
What about like Chips Ahoy?
Toll House.
Some Hydrox.
Pepperidge Farm cookies.
Pepperidge Farm.
The baggies.
Yo, Pepperidge Farm guys.
They make serious cookies.
I like the shortbread ones with jam.
Any that you can
eat? Chessmen.
What's that?
It's just butter cookies.
Okay. Actually, they make pretty mean snickerdoodles.
Oh, that's right. They do.
They do.
They do. I do love a good snickerdoodle. Snickerdoodles are good cookies.
Yeah.
And I don't know a national brand. Go fuck yourself.
Wow.
That's not on that list.
So let's get back to Dave. Is he like a real vanilla kind of guy? Are we...
Wait, before we get there, Anna's Swedish Thins is a thing. Is a brand name cookie, and I just want to say that sounds sexual.
It does.
Like real sexual.
But it sounds like a terrible cookie.
It does.
Yeah. Sounds like a sweet move, but a terrible cookie.
Does Dave do the Swedish Thin?
Specifically Anna's Swedish Thins?
Yeah, is that one of his moves?
No, but I would be kind of curious to find out what that was. You're holding back?
Wow, Dave.
Shit.
Way to let the lady down.
God.
Even more than you usually would.
I mean, I'm going to stop doing that thing you like.
What, showing up?
Yeah.
Letting him tell people you're his girlfriend?
Yeah. Like, those are big things.
Those are.
Those are, yeah.
Shit.
Those are.
Here's your stupid fucking list back.
So, does he finish with a swirl? Or a twist? Or
crying?
He usually says thank you.
As one should. It's only polite.
That's very nice. That's polite.
And he usually sits there like...
Okay,
But wait. You got to envision it. It's that dumbass look that got... Girls would know this. The dumbass look that guys have after they come. That they're like amazed that that just happened. That came out of them. They like stare up into the ceiling like... God, are you there?
Yeah, let's...
Behold my magnificence.
Exactly.
I accomplish the task I think about 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It happened.
Behold.
Finally. Yeah.
All right. Dave, go ahead. I know you want to
get on there.
Oh, no, I got nothing here, but she described it perfectly.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it is.
Oddly, I think he has the same, a similar grin right now.
You saw that, right?
Yeah.
It's like, uh-oh.
I was going to say, it's kind of like his face a lot.
Yeah. So the question then becomes, Dave, are you constantly ejaculating?
Are you sticky?
Do you have the sticky shorts?
Not sticky.
Do you wear those rubber bedwetting underwear?
No, I do not. I'm I have to asking. Defend myself on this one.
Wait. That's not normal? I mean, I don't do that at all,
guys. Of course not.
Mm-hmm. See, Dave, I can take the joke. Maybe you should learn how to take the joke. He said,
I think I'm doing a pretty damn good job so far.
You are. You're
Yeah, I was just going to say, Dave, there's a lot of things about you. You can definitely take a joke.
Yeah.
let's make that one clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. I'll give you that one. Pat on the back, sunshine.
You can also take all of my extremely serious comments. You also handle those very well. So, I really just want to hear her talk more about Dave. I don't.
Me too. Could you just monologue about Dave?
Oh Lord.
Yeah, this is the first time on our own podcast that we don't want to fucking talk.
I mean, I'm in love with the sound of my own voice, but I think this is a way better way of spending my time.
Oh, yeah.
Can we just make a rule? Just in this monologue, just one positive. Just one positive. That's all I ask. One. In a 15-minute monologue, one positive.
Dave, all right, let's put it to a vote. Let's put it to a vote.
All in favor.
Who says have to have one positive thing? Say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now, who has a vote that counts? Aye.
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 And no positives. All right. Passes unanimously.
But see, that's also saying that I can talk about him for 15 minutes. I could rag on him, but I mean.
Well, wait, what?
You want me to monologue? I can't.
Yeah, I just want to.
I got nothing on him. I got nothing.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, no, seriously. All right. Well, have a nice night, Dave.
Yeah. What's up? I can always talk.
Do you have any? You have any stories? It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
The thing is, like, I put all my eggs in one basket this week. I found out that she's going to be around.
Just so you know,
on a Monday
from a
night.
Biological standpoint,
yeah, you don't
the eggs are all in her basket. Just so you know,
that's where I put my eggs. So,
wow.
Let's back up.
I think we need a quick biology lesson here, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, we're running on two different metaphor lines, and obviously they don't do well.
Well, yours is wrong.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. Yours is a metaphor. Mine is literal.
Mm, true. Yeah.
His is science. So, all right. I'm not, you know what? I'm going to move past it. I'm not even going to try to follow what you're saying right now.
Oh, I followed
telling,
what he was saying.
You're
I
telling
think it
us that you don't have a story for us. That's what you're telling us?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I figured that I'd bring Lisa, my better half, and that
very
would be enough.
Very much so.
And that would be enough.
You know what? It is. I just thought that maybe you had enough of a beating and that maybe you wanted to tell us a story.
No. My plan today was pretty much reputation suicide.
Done and done.
So my idea lasted about 26 minutes. So that's like a record for me.
Yeah, shit. You've never lasted that long in anything.
I'm surprised this relationship has lasted that long.
Yeah. It's up to you guys now.
Well, actually,
the ship is in your hands now.
I have been.
Ship is in your hands.
You really need to work on sticking on one.
Yeah,
metaphor,
I love his. I love his fucking garbage metaphors. like all his phrases and stuff. I hope he doesn't do it on purpose because I love that he does it.
He's like Biff from Back to the Future.
It's awesome. It is awesome. The ship is in your hands. That's what a good saying. Why don't more people say shit like that? It's beautiful.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't matter. I get the point.
Oh, I understand what you're going for. Yeah. But linguistically speaking, you just whiffed it.
I love it, though. It's probably my favorite thing that he does on the show. His little, like, catchphrases.
What was the other one? The fastest kid in the short lineup?
the tallest kid in the short lineup?
He tried to defend that, by the way.
What?
He told me what he said, and then he's like, well, what do you think that means? And I was like, I have no fucking idea. He did try. And
it's the tallest kid in the short lineup. It's another Dave gem.
I think you should get that as a tramp stamp.
I get that.
Yeah. Just like four short kids with a real tall one right in the middle.
Yeah.
No words necessary. It'd be great.
The little stick figures that people put on the back of their cars.
That'd be awesome. So, Ed.
Yo.
I've been waiting to ask. I wanted to follow up.
Yeah.
And see how have you been doing this past week. You seem, at least on the outside, to be significantly better spirits.
I'm still screaming on the inside, but that's fine. Speaking of the election, though, I think we should have a moment to clear something up here. We did record a special thing for the election.
We did.
Which mm-hmm. I stopped updating because my soul had died.
I feel like as the night, there were updates. There were updates on our website. And as the night went on, I noticed that it took longer and longer for those updates to pop up, and they disappeared altogether.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. I thought it was possible that Ed had killed himself. I was genuinely worried that something had happened.
That explains your text of, are you still alive?
You there? Question mark. I didn't even mean, are you home? I meant, are you still on this plane planet. Of existence? Yeah.
Well, I am.
Good to know.
It's a quick heads up. But I just want to let everybody know that is, if you want to hear it, just go to our website and put in the Konami code, and it'll bring you there.
Okay.
If you could send me a text with that code, let me know.
You don't know the Konami code?
I don't. Do you, Jeff?
This is like the biggest thing in video games in the 90s, people.
Is that the one that unlocked like everyone in every Konami game?
Yeah.
Is that the same code from Contra?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I do know it. Or I did know it, I should say.
Well, if you Google it, it'll come up.
Yes, that's true.
So you have to work towards it because I decided to amuse myself a little bit.
Yes, you did. You really treasure hunted this one. I like
really
that.
Did. Yeah.
Very nice.
Just driving some clicks, you know?
Well, yeah.
Bringing people.
Well done.
Thank you.
So, again, doing better on the outside.
Yeah, it's fine.
Doing any better on the inside.
Oh, no, I'm just way angrier.
But still?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm angry and not angry despair.
Okay.
It's just I want to yell at people. And I often do on the internet. It's a delight.
It is satisfying. It's people so rip good. On that, but it feels really good to.
Yeah. It does. What's your feelings on yelling
anonymously
at people on the
bash people?
Me?
Yeah, you. You're the special guest here.
Sorry. I need a gold star and a crown and a sash for me to know that I'm a special guest. Where's my shit?
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, we're not. We don't have that kind of budget here.
Damn. Yeah. Didn't
Dave, I offered you a Totino's pizza
no,
log.
No, that is true. That's you true. Did. You did. I yeah. Okay. You win.
We
got
to talk
about,
to our producer about that stuff, by the way.
You know.
Yeah.
Come on, Dave. Get on the ball. I'm all about yelling at people on the internet. I personally don't do it because I just sit back and watch. Because to me, that's a little bit more entertaining.
Mm.
Because if I, whatever I say is just going to get yelled back at, and, you know, they're already saying what I want to say. So
right.
I'm just going to watch the catastrophe happen, and it'll
okay.
be great.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know, but the whole election thing was a bit much. Like, I still can't go on Facebook.
Oh, you shouldn't.
No.
It's absolute garbageville.
Well, no.
To be fair, yeah. Facebook sucks all
no,
the rest
does,
of the year,
it
too.
It does, but
although
that's
you should
all that
go like us on Facebook.
Yeah, you should do that. I have to tell you, what bothers me more than election talk on Facebook are the people bitching about Christmas lights being up before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
It's killing me. Shut up about it. Nobody gives a shit about Thanksgiving anymore. It has become halftime of the Christmas season
the
at this point.
Holiday.
Now, I should probably clarify. I did make a joke about Christmas shit being too early this year on Twitter, but it was specifically that I had heard my first Christmas song, and it was the Last Christmas by Wham, but it was a shitty cover of it. And Last Christmas by Wham, top to bottom, is garbage. And then you put a garbage cover of that song, and that's the first one I hear. It was like, can 2016 stop shitting in my mouth?
Oh, hold on.
There's
hold
a
on,
worse
hold
song.
On.
There's a worse song you could have heard first.
Hold on. Last Christmas is a treasure.
This is the end of the Nearly Coherent podcast with Jeff.
Last Christmas is a treasure.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Last Christmas is an idiot song.
It's a awesome song.
No.
At Christmas time. It's an odd. If I heard that song in, although I guess because it's called Last Christmas, it would be out of place. If I heard that song in June, it's a terrible song. If I hear that song in November, December, I'm loving it.
No, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why it's stupid. The chorus doesn't have any rhyme scheme. And that pisses me off. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away. Okay, that part rhymes. This year, to save your tears, okay, Ron, I'll give it to someone special. Shut up. No, stop. Stop. That is a terrible, that's terrible writing. You're a garbage person. jump into a lake of fire.
You make a good point there. You make a good point there. I still love the song. What's your favorite Christmas carol?
Oof. That's a good question. Because there's a lot of them. Where's my phone? We need to look. Is that your favorite Christmas carol?
No. Goodness, no.
Good. Then this podcast will continue. Sorry, everyone.
But I do love that. I do love... Although, I have to say, there are not too many Christmas carols that I don't love.
For me, it's Merry Christmas, Baby, Bruce Springsteen, E Street Band.
Really?
That's my go-to.
You are just a Jersey whore, huh? Yeah. You love everything Jersey.
I do.
I'm okay with that.
Wow.
That's my favorite one.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
You know what my least favorite, since we're still looking up Christmas carols around here? My least favorite is that Christmas Shoes.
Thank you. Oh my God.
You're right. That would have been a worse song.
It is so bad.
That
would have been...
You know what? I don't...
It's the one where it's like... It's really sad and it's terrible.
No, I don't cry. I roll my eyes at the...
It's about this kid buying Christmas shoes for his dying mother.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That sounds
literally
awful.
And it's just as sad sounding as... Like sometimes like sad songs like put a nice beat to it and it makes it sound a little bit nicer. No, this is just fucking
it's
sad.
It's the gonorrhea of Christmas songs.
It really is.
Fortunately, it clears up once you hear something else, but while you have it, you're burning with pee.
Wow. You're burning with pee.
Yes.
I don't know why I don't know. I'm sure if I hear it, I'll know it, but...
Yeah, it's a super heavy-handed, awful
song. I can't piece
song.
It together, but that sounds awful. That really sounds awful. Even his description, that Christmas Shoes song, just right off the bat, I'm like, oh, that sounds like it would ruin the holidays.
It often does.
What about you?
I actually really like Christmas Baby Please Come Home, which they used to sing on Letterman every year.
That is a good one.
That's a real good song. It's real upbeat and catchy.
I'm trying to think. Is that like another one of those... Almost like his Bruce Springsteen one or the other one, So This Is Christmas. That's kind of like that 80s era Christmas carols. There was a lot of... 80s was another golden... Since the death of Burl Ives and Bing Crosby, the 80s was like the next golden era of fucking Christmas carols. That had some gems in it.
It did.
I know the song that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can even hear it in my head. I just don't know who sings it.
And I can't remember either. And the lady who I like was the one that sang it on Letterman, and I can't remember her name. But I'm going to look it up right now.
What about you, Jeff?
Is that the one where they keep saying Christmas, the snow's coming down?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
It is.
Ed.
Yeah.
I want you to look at me.
Looking at you.
That's a very good choice.
Thank
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man.
That's
Darlene Love.
That's a good choice. Mine, you know what? Mine is... I think it's White Christmas.
It's a good one.
Very respectable.
I think it's Bing Crosby's version of White Christmas. Although again, you kind of can't except for this Christmas Shoes horseshit. You can't really go wrong. You know?
That's true. And you have the Bing Crosby and,
David Bowie?
Was it Bowie? I thought it was, might have been Bowie.
What is it?
The Peace on Earth song.
I don't know that one. Can I get a quick verse?
No, because it's a duet with Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah, I hate that song, actually.
Little Drummer Boy or Peace on Earth?
I believe it's Peace on Earth.
Yeah, it is Bowie.
Yeah.
You hate that?
I actually don't like that.
Living without a soul?
Let me say I should backtrack there. I don't hate that song. But it's not my favorite.
Oh, I didn't say it was my favorite, but it's good.
Yeah, it's far from my favorite. Except for the Peter Griffin version?
No, because I don't watch Family Guy.
What?
I thought you might have seen it on...
I hate Family Guy.
Why?
What was that question? I couldn't hear you because you weren't speaking to a microphone.
Why do you hate Family Guy?
Because it's dumb. Go on.
I have another question for you, Ed.
Yeah.
Totally separate from this. What's your take on Weird Al's Christmas song, Christmas at Ground Zero?
I love it.
I enjoy it a lot.
It's a phenomenal song. I got into a fight with some family members about it one year.
Why is that?
They took it. I mean, it's about Christmas in a post-nuclear Holocaust world.
Right.
For anybody who hasn't heard it. And they're all going like, it's too dark. And my interpretation of it is, it's actually fairly happy that you're celebrating something after everything else has died. So it's actually a pretty uplifting song.
No, it absolutely is. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. If you want to look at it from that's my litmus test of if you can understand dark humor and still see that there's goodness in it. Because that song is very inspirational and, yeah, shit happens. Move on. Still be happy with what you got.
He doesn't seem like somebody that would do a lot of dark humor. But he does. He does more than you think.
Have you ever heard Melanie?
No.
That is a super dark song about a stalker.
Well,
it's great.
How many Christmas songs does he have? Because I know he also has The Night Santa Went Crazy.
Yeah, which I don't like.
But again, dark.
Yes. I just don't like because I don't think it's as clever as his other stuff.
Yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking of it.
Didn't you just go and see him?
I did.
It was a long time ago?
It was August.
Do you like Tenacious D?
I do.
I hope they come back around, although I doubt they will.
They're doing, you have to go to like LA, but every year they do Festival Supreme.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to LA to see them. I would see them if they were in New York. Yeah. Or I might even venture to Jersey to see them.
I would do that.
Have you ever seen them live?
No. I'd love to, though.
I did. When they were touring for the Pick of Destiny.
I still haven't gotten through that movie.
You're not missing much. Of everything they've done, it's by far the weakest. Of everything they've done.
That's... All right. Good, then. I won't stress about it, then.
You've seen the show?
Yeah.
The show's awesome. Awesome.
Good stuff.
Have
you seen the show, Dave? Oh, of course not.
No, I don't do that stuff. Like, watch TV, keep up with things that we talk about on the show. I don't do any of that.
That's
good.
You're real dedicated, buddy.
Oh, absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Next year, Netflix is putting out, I believe, 2 Chris Rock and 3 Dave Chappelle specials. You're going to have to check that out.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah.
Are you a Dave Chappelle fan?
I think he's quite funny. I'm not somebody that, will sit there and watch every one of his comedy specials.
I am that somebody.
Yeah, no. I think I would, but me and TV are kind of like, eh. Because I usually work all day, and then I go to bed.
Oh, that explains a lot about your relationship then, okay.
He's my entertainment.
Everybody works all day.
No, I know, I just don't.
That's why the good TV's on at night, except for The Price is Right.
That's true.
That
I
rhymed.
Really wish that was on at night.
That rhymed way better than last Christmas, so yeah. You really won there.
That is true. Well, guys, I miss that show.
I think we're up. I think Dave is giving me that nod, saying "Shut up, fatty."
I think he's saying, "Dear God, don't get back onto me, please. Don't make fun of me anymore."
I mean, it doesn't matter because somebody will be getting back onto him later. Heyo.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Well, that depends.
I mean, for
that
him,
depends
it's a good
because
it depends.
They both kind of dodge the subject of how vanilla.
Yeah,
Dave
is. You know what? I mean, like, we're recording onto a hard drive. We've got space. So how vanilla is Dave?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
How vanilla is Dave?
To gimp mask.
Yeah. Say it again.
How from vanilla to gimp mask is my scale? Where are we looking here?
2.5.
Didn't fall on the scale. I didn't even know this one.
I hate to agree with Dave, so I'm not gonna. 2.5 it is.
2.5, that's pretty fucking vanilla.
That is, yeah. That's like French vanilla.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a it's little not, fancier.
It's not straight vanilla. It's a little
fancier
bean.
Than vanilla, but it's not just vanilla.
Yeah.
Although.
It has that weird tint to it.
Just like Dave's balls. Yes.
It does.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Looks just. Don't worry about it. Let it go. Let it go, Dave. Just let it slide.
I'm sorry. It's talking about your balls a little too much for you?
I'm just confused as to how you know the tint of my balls.
Oh, Dave, there was that one night in prison. We just got weird.
I really don't want to know
yes,
this.
Yes, I forgot about that night.
Nothing happened. No. Dave was just so drunk that he was just walking around and be like, yo, check these out.
Mm-hmm.
And he wiggled them in the face of people in the holding yep. tank. It got real, real uncomfortable.
Hmm.
Real quick.
For everyone but me.
For everyone but him. But there was, I was like, dude, you need to see a doctor about those balls. And then he was like, nah.
Yeah, I don't think he did. I really don't think he did. Because what you're describing is kind of what I'm getting.
And the fact that there's three of them.
Well, that's just entertainment.
It's Dave's like got three gray balls, everyone. That's basically what we're saying.
Are you okay over there?
This show's gone way worse than I ever could have imagined.
Hey, you brought me here.
It's true.
I did bring you here.
Good job.
You brought her here. You brought her here ringless, and you are now paying the price for your actions.
Yep.
Last time I ever do something nice.
You know, I was more or less...
Yeah, I think he's talking about nights for us.
Excuse me, you
didn't even factor into what he was considering. As
no,
nice.
I know that, and that's sad.
To be fair, wouldn't you want to impress us more than you two?
Yeah, I guess.
I really just spent the last 20 minutes trying to find out if Dave likes you sticking things in his butt.
No, we're working to that. Baby steps.
Oh my god.